Mallet's Aforethought by Sarah Graves, read by Lindsay Ellison. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. The body was all withered sinews and leathery skin. Seated on a low wooden chair in the tiny room whose door my friend Ellie White and I had just forced open. Slumped over a table, one arm outstretched, the body wore a sequined chemise whose silver hem fringe crossed its mummified thigh. Masses of bangles circled the knobby wrists, and rings hung loosely on the long bony fingers. From beneath black bobbed hair, the hollow eye sockets peeked coyly at us, the mouth a toothy rictus of mischief or malice. A candle burnt down to a puddled stub stood in an ornate holder by the body's arm. A tiara-like headpiece with a glass jewel in its bezel had fallen to the floor. Ellie and I stood frozen for a moment, neither of us able to speak for the horridness of the surprise. Then, "Oh," breathed Ellie, sinking heavily into the window seat of the dilapidated parlor we'd been working on. It was Saturday morning, and around us the aging timbers of Eastport's most decrepit old mansion, Harlequin House, creaked uneasily. "Only the wind," I told myself. Outside it was blowing a gale. But the fact brought little comfort, since after a century or so without maintenance, the old mansion's skeleton was probably less sturdy than the body we were staring at. Being sealed in the room had apparently preserved it like some denizen of King Tut's tomb. "A woman," Ellie added, her voice still faint with shock. "Yes," I responded, sniffing the air curiously, thinking...